This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Faith, an example in faith. People notice what we believe. They notice how we express that belief, how we model that belief, how we live it out in everyday life and in purity. People watch purity in a world that's very impure, in a world that doesn't give a flip about how people conduct their lives. It makes a difference when you call yourself a follower of Christ, how you conduct your personal life. Purity has to do with ethics and morality. You fill in the blanks. You fill in the blanks. Then in verse 13, he says, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and teaching. That's it. He didn't tell Timothy, you need to learn this leadership style and you need to find out your personality type. Nothing wrong with that. You need to go to this seminar, that seminar. Dedicate yourself to three things, Timothy. The public reading of Scripture. Why? That's where the power is, in the Word of God. It's not in our ideas, it's in the Word of God, to preaching and teaching. Don't neglect this gift that was given to you at your ordination. Then in verse 15, he says, be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress, watch your life and your doctrine closely, how you live your life and what you believe. You know, what you believe is important for this reason. Tell me what you believe about the resurrection and I'll tell you what kind of man you are. Tell me what you believe about the resurrection and I'll tell you what kind of woman you are. Tell me what you believe about life after death. Tell me what you believe about personal ethics from Scripture. And you start telling me and other people what kind of person you are because of what we believe. It does matter what you believe. It does matter how you conduct your life, and you've got the Lord God Almighty telling you that's the case today. I told a story that I want to share with you in this service, told by Fred Muster. I have no idea if he's still alive, where he is as a minister. He said, a few days before I left home to prepare for the ministry, my minister, a man by the name of Pastor Temple, told me this story out of his own life. Fred says, I've told this story many times since. Pastor Temple said to him, Fred, when my son was small, we often walked together in the neighboring fields behind the parsonage. At first, the little fellow would hold on to my little finger. Get the picture. Dad's putting out his little finger. Some of you can relate to that with your child. And his son is holding on to his hand by holding on to his little finger. But he found that when they stepped into a hoof print in the ground or stumbled over something, his grip would fail and he'd go down in the dust or snow. Pastor Temple said, I didn't give it much thought and my mind was on other matters. I would always stop when my son would fall. I'd help brush him off, have him grab my little finger again, gripping it a little harder this time, and we'd go off continuing the walk. And then he said this, this is powerful. One time after four or five falls, the little boy, not the dad, but the little boy says, Dad, I think if you would hold my hand, I wouldn't fall. I think if you would hold my hand, I wouldn't fall. And Pastor Temple turned to me, Fred says, with tears in his eyes, and he said, you know, he still stumbled many times after that, but he never hit the ground. He never hit the ground. He stumbled many times after that, but he never hit the ground. What's that have to do with 1 Timothy 4, everything? Your example, to me, is the way you hold people's hand.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we'll illuminate this story even further. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.